Diamondbacks and the Astros enter Monday tied for the majors' best interleague record at 9-1 apiece. You'll get them next time, Mike Fiers. We pick it up bottom two with some great defense.
Here comes the 2-1. And that's driven out into right center field. Springer racing over. So is Reddick. A headlong dive by Reddick, and he makes the catch. Outstanding play by the Astros right fielder. Full out dive. 2-2. That's grounded up the middle and through for a base hit. Descalzo around third. He will score. Marte trying to get to second. Reddick fires it into second base. It's not in time. It's a hustle RBI double for Marte and a 1-0 Diamondbacks lead. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a breaking ball away. That's the seventh strikeout for Greinke. Two out. 2-2 to Altuve. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a fastball in. That is strikeout number 8 for Greinke. A line out and a fly out. First pitch. And that's hit in the left center field. And that's down for a base hit. Goldschmidt around third. He will score. Martinez trying for second. The throw in by Springer is cut off. It's an RBI double for J.D. Martinez. And the Diamondbacks extend their lead to 2-0. Now the 1-0. And that's smoked and caught by Descalzo to his right. And that is the ball game. Fisher hit it hard again. But the Astros are turned aside as the Diamondbacks take game one.
Diamondbacks blank the Astros 2-0, overtaking Houston for the majors' best interleague record at 10-1 this season. Zach Greinke scoreless ball into the seventh inning. He is now 11-1 at home this year with a 2.34 ERA. The Astros fell to the Diamondbacks 2-0 at Chase Field on Monday night for their 12th setback in their last 16 games, as they could muster no offense against Arizona starter Zach Greinke. Here is Houston skipper A.J. Hinch.
He executes his game plan about as efficiently as anybody in the league or anybody that we usually face. So, and he did. You know, he pitches with multiple pitches to multiple areas of the zone. He got the benefit of a liberal strike zone. He got chases when he needed chases, and you know, pitched a really good game. He doesn't ever concede anything, especially when he sort of has his command.
What do you think about McHugh's night?
You know, I thought it was good. He was matching them pretty early. They had a hustle double and another hustle double to get the first run across, and then he ran into a little trouble in his last inning. But, you know, all in all, his breaking ball was a little bit better. His slider was back. That was a key pitch that he hadn't had the last start or two, you know, against an offensive team in this ballpark that is pretty aggressive. You know, they run the bases about as aggressively as anybody. So it was a challenge for him because he knew he had small margin for error facing Greinke, but all in all, I thought he pitched well.
Tyler Clipper making his debut. What did you see from him?
I saw him rescue himself out of some trouble, which was good to see. His changeup's really good. Again, veteran guy's not going to panic when the leadoff guy gets a double, but it was good to get him in a game. I just wanted him to get acclimated to and hold the score. I mean, we were in a position where we had the tying run on base a couple different times. That was another inning that we needed, a scoreless inning to potentially get to Rodney. So it was an important inning for us. I'm glad he got through his first outing.
The Astros seek to bounce back on Tuesday behind Brad Peacock. He'll be opposed by Anthony Banda.